Hello, everyone, and welcome to another installment of OEM TV. My name is Kevin Remdy, and I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm your host for today's OEM TV episode. Now, in today's episode, we're doing another in our series in which we don't talk to a specific vendor about their product, but we instead focus on ranges of devices, various form factors, certain market segments, and how they match up. And in particular today, we're going to be looking into the future. What are some of the newer, exciting ideas out there that that are in the device world that are really pushing the envelope? Well, we're calling this modern PCs. So the person at Microsoft with his finger on the pulse of devices, if you can do that, and device trends is our own Microsoft senior partner and marketing manager and worldwide OEM hardware marketing lead, Marlo Daly. Marlo, it's great to be talking with you again.
Thanks, Kevin. Fun to be here again.
All right. So as we usually do at the beginning of these interviews, why don't you just give us a little more detail about who you are and what you do with Microsoft?
Yes. So I help businesses as well as consumers understand what the best device for them is. And I work with all of our partners. So I work with Dell, Lenovo, HP, Samsung, Toshiba, you name it. I work with them to try to identify, look at their entire portfolio and find the best PCs or tablets or phones for each individual person or company.
All right, very good. So let's set the stage a little bit here. We could look at computing devices from all the various angles and through different categories, handhelds, two-in-ones, convertibles, laptops, tablets, all-in-ones, and so on. And I suppose even some of these that I've listed, they might be considered more modern just because they have relative recent introduction into the world. But for our conversation today, kind of set the stage, what is not modern? I guess, how would you define an old PC?
Yeah, so, you know, if you think about most people when they bought their last PC, let's just look 3 or 4 years ago. When you went to the store, what would you generally see? You'd look on, you'd see a few maybe tower, you'd still see tower desktops, maybe a little bit smaller and thinner tower desktops. Your laptop category would have been nice, but they would have been thick. If you got 3 or 4 hours of battery life 4 years ago, you'd be like, woohoo, I scored. I can actually, like, you know, go someplace with my PC.
Yeah.
In that mind frame of these older PCs, they were usually thicker. And if you wanted a really good price on a PC, you could probably guarantee it was going to look thick, chunky, not very attractive. You had to pay a lot of money, at least perceptively, to get a chic-looking PC. That's all changed, though. If you're going to shop for a PC today, or let's say any device, our entire mind frame has changed. And what people should expect is very different than what they should have expected or could have expected just, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, very, very good points. I think because people didn't realize that those things could even be possible, and maybe technically there were many things that weren't possible at the time, but I think with the introduction of very thin, light tablets and the notion of being able to get some minor amount of work done or even just simple entertainment or email or connecting with people on a device that is so much lighter and thinner and more portable, and then, of course, with the longer battery life along with that, people had now all these new options. So let's talk about that then. What would then be your categories around how you define a modern PC?
Okay, so I think I'll break it into three different things that make a PC a modern PC. Okay. The first one is cool designs. I mean, one thing I like looking at all of our partner portfolios is how great the designs are these days. They're thin, they're light. I mean, they're really some razor thin designs. The new Intel chips have allowed our OEM partners, our equipment manufacturers, to build devices that just are unbelievable. Some of the designs they make, too, as far as the material, the carbon, the aluminum, the finishes on them, they're not stodgy and old. My wife used to tell me when we would buy her a PC, the one thing she wanted is, whatever you do, I do not want a boring black box for my PC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a large percentage of the PCs just a few years ago were these boring black boxes. But today, they're awesome. I mean, the thinness, the screen resolutions all over the place. We've got, you know, even low-end screens are incredibly attractive. And it goes all the way up to 4K. So, you know, you think about a little tiny PC, that's just unreal. The other things you can think about in the innovations you've seen is in touchpads and keyboards. A lot of the newer PCs, if you touch the, you know, you play with the touchpad, they've got different controls. You can swipe with your, you know, three fingers in Windows and everything pulls down. Just the precision and the quality of some of the touchpads. Also the type of keyboards. You're seeing a wide array of keyboards out there. So you can think about differentiating on really great PCs, have good keyboards. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I look at just the innovation that our different partners have made. You can actually look across the lineup, and we've talked about this in some of our earlier episodes and shown the devices, but they're not boring. They're shiny. They're pretty. You're happy to carry them around.
Right.
And that's exciting. So that's the first one, is the cool designs. The second one, I think, if you think about all the experiences that Windows 10 is starting to bring to life, and those, some of these experiences actually require new hardware.
Right.
So if you're thinking about buying a new PC for yourself, or a new device, really, for yourself, you want to make sure that device is going to last into the future. And so some of these new experiences, like Windows Hello, with either a fingerprint reader, a thumbprint reader, facial recognition, things like that, those require special hardware. But if you make sure you get a device with that in it now, it's going to last you for a long time, because you're going to continue to see innovation on the software side taking advantage of some of these hardware capabilities. Another great one, these experiences, is Cortana with voice. So having a really good microphone in your device that you can speak into and it hears you and doesn't hear your kids or other noises going on in the room, that's really great. Because, I think if you look in the next couple of years, you're going to continue to see voice commands and that voice interaction become more and more prevalent. And I think you'll also see better physical hardware, but you're going to see the software side get better and better and better.
So you did a good job there tying the, because I think it is, it's a matter of the design, cool design capable of, or being enabled by hardware that can do the sorts of things we're talking about. Certainly the newer processors, the lighter batteries, the better keyboards, and the options people have around the keyboard of their choice. Yes, I could maybe pay a little bit more, but I really need a high-end keyboard because I'm doing a lot of typing versus not. And then leading that then to the experiences he's talked about. A good microphone that's in my PC that's not going to respond to some joker in the back of the room where I'm doing a presentation, and when he shouts, "Hey Cortana, format C colon," or something like crazy like that. We don't want that to happen.
No.
As a bad experience. But it's a good design, good hardware supporting then these new experiences that we can only dream of now that we can actually support it through hardware, and the great work that our OEM partners are doing in building that hardware.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, Windows is continue to innovate. And the great thing about Windows 10 is you're going to get all the new innovations as they come over the next several years, which is awesome. I love that about Windows 10, that you're not going to have to wait for the next version to come out. As these innovations are created and tested, they'll get deployed to consumer PCs or business PCs when they're ready, when the business is ready. Another new experience is the touches in the pen. So using your fingers to touch the device. Now, you may not think of that as new, but if I go back 4 years ago, that whole touch interaction and the pen interaction, those are going to get better and better and better. Right. So we've talked about cool designs being one category. Another thing is new experiences you may never had before. The third category I'm going to say are just the basics, better performance. Mm-hmm. So battery life. I can go shopping for a PC today, a tablet, whatever type of device, Windows device I'm looking for, and expect to get, you know, 6 hours of battery life without a problem. Even on some of the lower ends, this will get good battery, really good battery life. Exceptional battery life, up to 10 to 12 hours of battery life. And I remember doing research just a few years ago, and, you know, the 10 to 12 hours, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But now you have devices with that. So you think about those performance metrics. Also, the speed of the computer. Even on some of the lower end chips, the Atom chips are not so slow. Mm-hmm. But even, you know, you move up to Core M or Core I, those guys, they're blisteringly fast. So think about that. Also, image quality, the types of screens. AMOLED screens are now becoming more prevalent. Another thing is just the way the device is maintained and secured. With Defender, our app ecosystem, you think about the Windows Store, making sure that you get apps that are secure, that don't have a lot of bad influences, nobody trying to sneak malware or viruses onto it. Those infrastructure pieces that just mean that every day feeling comfortable that your computer is secure and safe, those things are getting better and better.
Yeah, for sure. And business technologies in Windows 10, such as credential guard and device guard and having a true whitelist of applications and devices in scenarios and in organizations or government agencies that really require that kind of security, now we have it. So that becomes another option and something to consider, at least for the sake of the operating system, if not for the hardware then that will support it too. So.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you just take those three categories and then start picking the things that are most important to you. Mm-hmm. Again, the first thing, you look at these things, that's the modern PC. If you don't get those things and you have to give up some of those, you're like, well, you know, that's something I'm going to continue to see innovation along those lines. And I don't want to settle for a plain PC. And the great thing is you don't have to pay a premium, a really high premium now to get some of those things that really might matter to you.
Well, I think, too, sometimes the small, light PC that is not necessarily super durable but is good enough for my student or my own needs just to carry around as a beater device. I mean, why not? I don't – at that point, yeah, I'm great paying much less. That's fine for me. I don't necessarily – maybe I don't need all the style and all the durability. I just want something that's light and easy and might, you know, do okay in the battery life area. But, you know, it's a bargain machine. I can buy three of those instead of one of the other.
But what I'm saying is you don't even have to give, you still get a lot of that goodness of a modern PC at those lower price points. So between $500 and $800 in this next selling season, you're going to see more and more devices at that kind of normal range that you look at, you know, I don't want to pay too much, but I don't want to get a really inexpensive one. Come with some of these capabilities, fingerprint readers, the great cameras, you know, for $699, you can get a PC that has like facial recognition.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting. And if you want everything, you go up. Go ahead.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't actually know how much I would like that until I had it. But I recently got the Surface Pro 4, and I was using the fingerprint reader. I told you this, I think, on one of our last conversations. I got the fingerprint reader keyboard for my Surface Pro 3. Love it. Love it. Love it. It was awesome. Then I got the Surface Pro 4. And I thought, well, so what? It's going to recognize my face. Oh, no, that's amazing. That just totally blows me away. Really, really works nice.
It does.
So I don't even have to reach out and touch my machine anymore. I mean, as if that was enough trouble, right? I can just stare at my machine and it logs me in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, exactly. Crazy.
And you know, the great thing about this is you're really, when you do that, you're future-proofing your machine.
Yep.
And you're making sure you're buying a PC that's not just for today, but it's going to last you several years. You're not going to get 2 years or 3 years out and go, ah, why didn't I get that little thing, that the cool facial recognition camera, the IR cameras? Because you're going to continue to see Microsoft, as well as our partners, innovate along these lines. And so, you know, my hint as I talk to people and work with them about, hey, what's your next PC, is think about future-proofing. Mm-hmm. You want to keep this PC for 3, 4, 5 years maybe. Make sure you get those things, those capabilities, that make sure that PC is future-proof. And then if looking backwards, if you think you're satisfied with your PC today, you really haven't looked around. I mean, for example, first thing I'd say, if you want a modern PC, the first thing I would definitely go with a 2-in-1, either a detachable or a convertible. We talked about that the last show, about 2-in-1s. And they're just so much more efficient. You take one device around. Whether you like the detachable or the convertible, that capability. Getting things with touch, Windows Hello, thinner. Don't settle for your old PC that you still have. Don't think I'm just going to replace the current PC. Mm-hmm. Think about what you want more. It's really exciting right now.
And get out to the store and try it out. You know, shopping online is great, but you need to actually understand what you're buying and getting a hold of some of these form factors and seeing how they're going to work for you is also a very important thing.
Yeah.
You know, I would also add into that, and this becomes a little bit more of a Windows 10 discussion than a hardware discussion, only in the sense that Windows 10 is actually built for this notion of continuous innovation. I mean, the whole reason why we have this new servicing model of Windows and the fact that they say, although it's not been announced ever, I don't think anywhere, officially that this is the last version of Windows, the fact that we have a Windows that can be serviced frequently, and more frequently certainly, with updates and upgrades that now we'll be able to support more readily new form factors, new ideas. The things that we're not even dreaming of right now or discussing today are going to be coming out in the next couple of years, and Windows 10 is already positioned to be able to adjust to and add capability to and support those new ways of working with a computing device, whatever those happen to be.
That's exactly right. And that's the innovation. If you get a PC or a tablet or a two-in-one that can do those things, mm-hmm. as we innovate, as Microsoft and as our partners innovate together, we can take that IR camera that you've got and we can give you more capabilities over the next 2 or 3 years as the software gets better. Same thing with, you know, I talked about Cortana and the microphones. You've got good microphones, a good bass, two microphones, dual mics to do noise cancellation. That technology is going to continue to improve on the back end.
Right.
And so you get the good stuff now, you're going to reap the rewards for a long period of time. And that's what's exciting about getting a modern PC and not going, well, I'm just going to get the exact same model I've got last time. When there are so many new things that if you haven't thought about it, you know, really take a second look, because there is a lot of new goodness coming.
So I know this is a discussion on the modern PC as it exists today, but I wonder if we can kind of take a second to go beyond modern. And what I mean by that is, are there things happening in hardware and in software today that are kind of giving us hints to what might be to come? Now, I do actually have one thing in particular in mind. I know that my phone, I've got a Lumia 950, does this thing called Continuum. And the idea being that with one device, I could actually get a big screen experience with universal apps that behave the same on a large screen as they do on a typical PC, and at the same time give me the flexibility of having just one device. Ultimately, that's what I'd love to have, right? I'd love to have one device in my pocket and have it always connected to whatever peripherals, whatever I happen to have in front of me. If I got a big screen here, it's wirelessly connected to that. If it's got a keyboard, mouse, and I'm working with that on a big screen, great. But it's just the one device. Where are we going with that, and is there anything that we can talk about in that regard?
Yeah, in fact, you know, just a couple months ago, HP announced the Elite X3, which is a phone that has Continuum. Now, Windows 10 phones, some of them like the 950, 950 XL, the Acer Jade Primo, they have the Continuum capability. And then the X3 is, I would say, continuing to innovate along that platform. So what they do is they've got a dock. You dock your phone into the dock. And basically, your phone becomes your PC. You know, you can work on a big screen. It looks like a regular PC screen. I mean, it looks like, you know, you've got your mouse, your keyboard. You can use the phone as a mouse pad if you want. Mm-hmm. Or you can hook up external mice and keyboard to do typing just like you normally do. But they've added a few extra things. So, first of all, they have their own platform where you can run full-on Windows apps, the ones that are not the modern apps you get in the store.
Oh, wow.
On the back-end server. So you want to run a Windows app that isn't supported on the ARM platform. You just you connect to the network, mm-hmm. and you can run it like on a server. Another thing that's really cool, they have other peripherals. So they've got a notebook peripheral that wirelessly connects to the phone when it's sitting in the dock. And it's like a super, super thin tab or a PC, really. It's a mm-hmm. super thin laptop. And it's got a keyboard. It's got a screen. There's no real guts inside of it. It's just wirelessly connecting to the phone, but you feel like you're using it just like a laptop. Your phone's sitting there docked, ready to go. You're typing away. You take your phone. Everything's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The entire experience is on the phone. And you think about the type of things you could do. One of the things that we from Microsoft have tried to really help our developers understand is, hey, when you're building an app, it can be on a phone, all the way up to a 55-inch or an 80-inch Surface Hub, you know, the big screens all the way to the tiny mm-hmm. screens. And with that capability, you have one platform that spans that entire area. The opportunities about taking your phone and having that be your PC, they've become really interesting. The chip that they're using in the HP Elite X3 is the 820. Which is almost as powerful as a Core i3. So you're talking about a lot of power in a phone.
Yeah.
And people can do Word, Excel, PowerPoint, just like you're doing it. You use every day, very similar to the application you use every day. And plus any other app you want to run. Now the X3 is specifically designed for businesses because it's got a lot of business interfaces to make sure your information is secure and the way you manage it. But I think, you know, you think about where they're going and the merging and the, really the Microsoft story about this continuum of devices from small to big, and the opportunities really are exciting.
Definitely, definitely. If you know, if I was still a developer today, I'd be definitely looking into the Universal Windows platform and building these universal apps for all the devices. Because, you know, the promise is not just how much market share any particular vendor has in a phone category, or how much market share in the desktops and so on, but it's the fact that those universal apps will run on all of them. And when Microsoft says we're going to be running Windows 10 on a billion devices in a couple of years, you know, that's where those apps will run. So it's hard to miss that opportunity, certainly, or to ignore that opportunity. And you know, like you said, it's great that you know, Microsoft with the Lumia line, and then the now with HP and theirs and the others, really starting to push that envelope of what's possible with regard to hardware and the flexibility that the various ways of interacting with devices are going to allow us to do. Operating system that supports it, certainly, and hardware vendors and great partners like HP making it happen. It's exciting.
It's very exciting. And, you know, we talk about the modern PC. The modern devices, I predict, put on my Swami hat, you know, 5 years, you're going to be seeing an entirely new world of devices. The capabilities, the way that they interact, the way we interact with them. I guess that's probably not too radical of a prediction given what we've seen in the last 5 years. So.
Right. Well, I hope during the next 5 years, you and I will keep in touch, and every few months we'll do this again and talk about all the great new ideas that we haven't even dreamed of yet. Cool. So before we wrap it up here, do you have any other resources you want to point our viewers to, you know, in terms of partners or our own support of different devices?
You know, I think, given we're talking about modern PCs, if you want to look and feel these modern PCs, go to a retailer today. Yeah. Go to Microsoft Store, go to a Best Buy, you know, whatever is nearby, and take a look at these PCs and get your fingers on them and see, ask the sales folks to show you how they convert or unattach or look at the features. Get your hands on them. That's the best resource right there, because I guarantee if you haven't been shopping for a PC in the last several years, you'll be amazed and excited. I know I am.
Definitely. Well, again, Marlo, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet. And we'll see you all again for another episode of OEM TV.